5RJM is monitoring.
E5RJM, we want Echo Papa. Good morning, Randy. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, good morning, Emil. I'm actually feeling pretty good. Had some sleep last night, so finished doing some of my duties here. Took my meds here and made some coffee and just enjoying my first cup here. So yeah, I'm feeling not too bad so far. And, we didn't get the snow that they said we were going to get overnight, so another positive thing for today so far. So what's the temperature here? It's -5. It's likely going to be probably not much warmer than that here today. A cool day here in Saskatchewan. Back to you, VE1 Echo Papa, E5RJM. How's the weather there? I hear Newfoundland was getting some snowed on yesterday there. Over.
Yeah, we're about 5 degrees here. It's overcast. It was drizzling a little bit, but now the sun's trying to shine. But what makes the day a little better is that that Pika balloon that was launched, it was over Washington State last night, and it was doing well, somewhere around, I think, 12,000 meters. And it's heading in the direction of Texas, so I'm not sure if it's going to turn to the left or turn to the right and go back into the Pacific, because there's quite a current there if you look on windy.com. Over.
Yeah, roger that. These strong currents, wind pockets there, change the direction of a balloon pretty quick. Kind of like a little bit maybe unpredictable. But at least you got, you know, places where you can get the information there, like windy.com. So, you can kind of predict a little bit of it. So, that's quite the direction it took. Okay, went to the south, eh? Not sure. It must have had a north wind when they did the launch there. Interesting. It's still up and going and reporting, I take it. So that's a good thing. Over.
Yeah, it's presently in the shadows of the Earth. The sun's on the other side. I don't think... it should be showing up there soon, though, because I think in Vancouver or Washington... I don't know what the time is, but it should be pretty close to daylight there now. So it should be beaconing quite soon. But they had thought that there was some activity in the atmosphere that was stopping the unit from transmitting. You get that, I guess we had a sunblast there yesterday. And up in the atmosphere, that's a little more sensitive. Over.
Yeah, copy that. There's lots of solar activity going on there. And, the sun, there's all kinds of activity. It's making even havoc on HF communications there, where some bands are just unusable. So, yesterday, actually, HF was actually on the 40-meter band, I guess. Reports were saying that it's kind of coming back a little bit. So hopefully it's a short burst that they had and isn't going to affect us for a long period of time. But yeah, there's times there that there's a blackout there on HF. There's actually no bands that were operating very good there at all. So yeah, so not only Pico, it's a lot of communication systems and specs and that sort of thing. Yeah, anyhow, what's your plan for today there? Imagine you're still working on your Picos, or did you get that done already there? Over.
Victor Echo 5, Delta, Charlie Papa, listening.
Yeah, acknowledging Victor Echo 5 station there. No, I thought I'd get up early this morning and finish painting the guest room, or the used to be the radio room. And now I'm moving out everything out of the closet so I can finish painting that up. So, no, the Picos will have to wait till supper time. Okay, Randy, if you want to take that VE5 station, I don't have a pencil and paper in front of me there. And good to hear him in there. One Echo, Papa Portable. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, no problem there, and yeah, good luck on finishing your project there, painting there. So it's not one of my favorite things to do. Our house here needs to get painted here as well, so yeah, it's got to be on our to-do list probably sometime this fall, or probably not in the fall, but probably this winter. Be a good winter project for us here. Anyhow, go ahead, Doug. VE5 DCP, VE5 RGM, and you have VE1 Echo Papa listening in the background there, and painting his guest room. Over to you, Doug.
Good morning, Randy. VE5 RJM, the group, and VE1 Echo Papa in the Maritimes. Good morning, Emil. Yeah, we're -5 here in Regina. A light dusting of snow, Randy. And sorry, my weather app here just says we're -7, so just enough light dusting. Last evening in the Rosig, we're getting quite slippery here. And so people will have to be a little careful. I had a guy slide into an intersection last night, but I was lucky I was stopped and waited till the traffic stopped. So back to you, Emil, in the Maritimes, V1, Echo Papa Portable, V5, DCP in the group. Good morning.
I was just going to tell Randy that I found the live dashboard for the 420 network. I was surprised. I counted almost like 15 or 20 All-Star nodes connected to it. I'll have to send you that link there, Randy. V5RJM, V1 Echo Papa in the group, and we'll leave a little pause there. I think Henry's in the background there as well. Anybody else that wants to jump in there, go ahead there. We'll leave a pause, and then Randy, you can pick it up.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I didn't hear any other station there, but I did see some static noise interference come through, so maybe that was them. Anyhow, no, I'd be interested in that link there for sure. So, but you're usually connecting that 420 to the Canada hub there, so. It actually worked out pretty good. We had some stations coming in on that yesterday. I heard some VE5 stations even ripping up a QSO there with them. So, and I had one myself there. I forget the call sign now, but no, it was it's good. station in there, go ahead. If not, take it away, Doug.